KNW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Brian Clark. Former President Donald Trump claimed in a social media post Saturday he expects to be arrested Tuesday related to the Manhattan DA's investigation into hush money payments made to adult film star Stormy Daniels in 2016. ABC News has not verified those claims, and the Manhattan DA did not comment. Former Vice President Mike Pence told ABC if there are protests,
there can be no tolerance for the kind of violence that we saw on January 6th or throughout the summer of 2020.
Bloomberg's reporting the Biden administration's been in contact with Warren Buffett amid the recent banking uncertainty. There are also talks reportedly underway for UBS to buy troubled Credit Suisse. At least 15 people were killed and hundreds were hurt after a magnitude 6.8 earthquake struck Ecuador and northern Peru. And another number one seed bounced early from the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Defending champs Kansas fell to Arkansas. This is ABC News. In Paris Saturday, clashes with police during ongoing protests. This all centers on the president's plan to raise the retirement age for the country from 62 to 64. Demonstrators say the pension should be funded another way. Lawmakers expected to hold a vote of no confidence tomorrow in President Emmanuel Macron, not expected to pass. It's a large recall of frozen strawberries because of hepatitis A.
The FDA and CDC are investigating an outbreak of hepatitis A linked to frozen organic strawberries from a supplier in Baja California, Mexico. Hepatitis A infects the liver. The FDA says five people have gotten sick, two were hospitalized. Among the brands being recalled, four-pound bags of Kirkland Signature frozen organic whole strawberries sold at Costco, as well as frozen organic strawberries sold at Aldi's under the brands Simply Nature, Vital Choice, Made With, PCC, Community Markets, and Trader Joe's Organic Tropical Fruit Blend. The bags should be returned or thrown away. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
Kids, they're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at lls.org.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, "We're going to amputate your leg." I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, Go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
kids. They're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at lls.org.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lots of sunshine today with a high of 37. Winds out of the west, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 24. Tonight, mainly clear skies and quiet. Cloudy skies. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 39. Mixed precipitation possible at times Tuesday with highs in the upper 30s. Chance for scattered rain showers and highs in the upper 40s on Wednesday. A dusting of snow Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 15.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Former President Donald Trump claimed in a social media post Saturday he expects to be arrested Tuesday related to the Manhattan DA's investigation into hush money payments made to adult film star Stormy Daniels in 2016. ABC News has not verified those claims, and the Manhattan DA did not comment. Former Vice President Mike Pence told ABC if there are protests,
there can be no tolerance for the kind of violence that we saw on January 6th or throughout the summer of 2020.
Bloomberg's reporting the Biden administration's been in contact with Warren Buffett amid the recent banking uncertainty. There are also talks reportedly underway for UBS to buy troubled Credit Suisse. At least 15 people were killed and hundreds were hurt after a magnitude 6.8 earthquake struck Ecuador and northern Purdue. And another number one seed bounced early from the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Defending champs Kansas fell to Arkansas. This is ABC News.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Helping smaller communities that depend on private wells and groundwater is the aim of a new measure introduced this week by Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin. The Healthy H2O Act will provide grants for water testing and help in purchasing systems to remove or significantly reduce the levels of PFAS. The so-called forever chemicals are increasingly being found in wells in Wisconsin and across the country. Wisconsin Supreme Court Chief Justice Annette Ziegler will continue at that post for a second two-year term after being re-elected in private by her fellow justices this week. The court did not release a vote breakdown. On the court since 2007, Ziegler is part of the four-justice conservative majority. On April 4th, voters will choose between liberal judge Janet Protasiewicz and conservative former justice Daniel Kelly. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Dear hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, we're going to amputate your leg. I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
kids. They're just different than us. They have no inhibitions, consider silverware optional, and can find fun anywhere. And when kids get really sick, they're different than us too. Until now, children diagnosed with blood cancer have been treated like many adults. Not anymore. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society proudly introduces the Dare to Dream Project, transforming treatment and care through advocacy, education, and the largest global clinical trial for kids with blood cancer. For the first time, a specific treatment can be matched to a specific type of cancer in a specific child. It'll be the biggest medical advancement for little patients in history. Dare to dream with us. Support the Dare to Dream Project and all the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society does at lls.org.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Here's your updated forecast. Lots of sunshine today with a high of 37. Winds out of the west, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 24. Tonight, mainly clear skies and quiet. Cloudy skies. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 39. Mixed precipitation possible at times Tuesday with highs in the upper 30s. Chance for scattered rain showers and highs in the upper 40s on Wednesday. A dusting of snow Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 15.
Dear Hero, whoever you are, you save lives. I live with sickle cell and the pain and the issues that come along with sickle cell every day. I've had lots and lots of blood transfusions over my lifetime, probably in the hundreds. Blood helps me to be able to live.
My final tour was in Afghanistan in 2008. I was hit June 3rd. The next thing I remember, I woke up in Germany. The doctor came in and said, we're going to amputate your leg. I had to get a lot of blood transfusion to stay alive.
Because of you, I'm allowed to see my son grow up.
Because of you, I got a second chance at life.
Giving equals living. Give blood. Replenish the supply. Make an appointment to give today by visiting hhs.gov/giveblood. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News.
App.